ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Glory to Jesus. I say glory to Jesus. Ask me, what is my goal for 2019? Just one. To know God more. That's just it. And then if, by extension, to pray. So please, people, get ready to pray. Get ready. I know we have organized service and all that, but get ready. Just like it happened this morning, a foretaste. That year is a good year for us. It's a year where you will literally come into a service like this, and then you download a business template. And then you go Monday morning, you begin to put it to pass. And just like a little here, a little there, the whole thing will be framed and formed in your own hearts. It's a year where we stand here to believe God for things in our nation, for things in family. And literally, by end of the service, we will read it as breaking news. That's what. And God is just looking for you and I. He said, I sought for a man. If you ask me, you set goals for 2019, but let it be few. Because whatever you said, God is going to surpass it. You are not saying a good amen. And you will see set. But whatever you set. And as a matter of fact, I believe for those of us who are good at setting goals, God will shock you by January. Yeah. So that you know that the goal is actually to do His will every day of the year. So in January, all that you have set out to do in the whole year, it completed within the first 2 weeks of January. Yeah. You don't believe it? Even if you don't believe it, maybe we will hear testimonies here. And we will hear it, we will see it, we will experience it. You know, just like that man that was born blind from birth. He said, is he the person? Is he not the person? The lame at the feet called beautiful. Whose situation was it beautiful? So people knew him, that man. But by the time he was leaping and jumping, they couldn't contest it. Because some of those guys, they have given him handout. What God will do in our lives, and not just in this church, Lighthouse, but in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ in 2019, please just watch out. The church may have been mocked, but it's a year of elevation, a year of rich fulfillment, says the Spirit of the Lord. Just watch out. And one of the things that we started out on is the fact that you need to draw. You need to draw. And God opened our eyes to the instrument. You know, when you get to a well, you have to have the right instrument in place. It's a bucket. You have, because depending on how deep the well is. And the deeper the well, the purer the water, the deeper the well, the good is the water as a nutrient to the body. So, but you need to draw. You need to draw. The woman by the well got to a situation. It's a well. The whole community, the whole town comes to draw. And then he met the master there. And the master, he was asking the master in conversation. He said, well, you said, give me water, but you don't even have something to draw with. So joy is the force of faith. That's what you use in drawing things. And as I read the scripture this morning, The world is broken, so they are bound to be pressure. They are bound to be disappointment. They are bound to be trials. They are bound to be setbacks. But you can draw so that the setback, you draw with joy and it becomes a comeback. The trial, you draw with joy and it becomes a triumph. The test, you draw with joy and then you have testimonies. The health issues, you draw and then you have wholeness. And sometimes it's a broken life, you draw and then you have a new beginning. So God recognized that there will be trial, there will be pressure. In John chapter 16 verse 33, Jesus said, in this world, in other words, in the cosmos, in the system, the way man organized for living, in this world, in this system, you will have tribulation. Whatever it is, raised to power 3. He said, but be of good cheer. He said, one translation says, I have handled the world. In other words, it's under my control. It's under my control. So partnership with Jesus helps you to draw with joy. It helps you to draw with joy. And when joy comes, it changes your language. So with joy, you dance. With joy, you praise. With joy, you prophesy. With joy, you affirm. So it comes with singing. It comes with shouting. It comes with a moment of exhilaration. People can't understand it. And that's why the songwriter said, this joy that I have, no man gave it to me. And so no man can take it away. He said, in this world, he said, my joy, my peace, I live with you. Not like the world gives. So what the world gives as peace is happiness. But what the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit actively at work in your life, what it brings is joy. Joy is far reaching, more than happiness. Happiness can just be based on happenings. It's circumstantial. If you have something, people are happy. But if you don't have it, you are joyful, knowing fully well that the one who is with you is able to make it happen in your life. That's the difference. With joy, you draw. Isaiah 12:3. He said, in that day. So we said also that joy is a decision. You make the choice. Salvation is free. It's a gift. You receive that. But joy, you have to make a decision. A decision to be joyful in the face of a sack letter. A decision to be joyful in the place of rejection. It is a personal decision. It's not imparted by laying on of hands. You have joy is a revelation. The normal thing for people to do when things are not working is to be sad. But you make a decision to be joyful. Though the fig tree may not blossom, though the olive of the vine, businesses may not yield in full strength or according to projection, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord my God. Because when I draw with joy, he's able to turn that situation around for me and make my feet like a hind feet so that I can gain more strength. This morning, just very briefly, in the next 20 minutes, 1 Peter chapter 1, let's look at the experience. Some things are written for us for our admonitions. They are written for us for our instructions. To whom the hand of the world has come. 1 Peter chapter 1, I start reading from the 6th verse. So we need to draw with joy. Sometimes you hear a message and then immediately you step into the car park. Something happened. A call comes in. Someone upsets you by the time you get on the road. And then the excitement just goes down. But hey, at that time, draw. Draw. Draw with joy. First Saturday of this month, I was coming to church very early in the morning for conversation with God. I was high there while I was waiting at the traffic light. One guy just came, reversed from nowhere, and bashed into my car. And he just waved at me. So one thing ran through my mind to come out. So it was, I just stood. I was speechless. And so the Okada people who were doing their early morning runs said, "You can't go." They were the one who pursued him. I was just looking. The truth. So I have a decision to make. When he stopped and reversed back, he came out of his car and then prostrated. So by which time, the light has passed me. So I just entered my car and drove off. And I started saying from that point, "You won't take my joy." That's a very typical situation. You spend endless life preparing a proposal. And then you step in to defend the proposal. And they say you haven't done anything. There is that tendency to feel inadequate. But hey, snap back into joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So 1 Peter this morning, from verse 3, let me take it from verse 3. It said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away." That's what we have. "Reserved in heaven for us, and we are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation that will be revealed in these last times. In this, in the hope of 3-5, we greatly rejoice. Though now, for a little while, if need be, we have been grieved." We have been grieved by what? Trials. Unpleasant situation and circumstances. He said, "But in all," he said, "the genuineness of our faith, we bring much more precious things than gold that perishes. Though it is tested by these trials of fire, at the end of the day, we may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom we have not seen, yet we love. And though now we do not see him, yet we believe. You rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory." Praise the Lord. So joy is the inheritance of every believer in Christ Jesus. Joy is a force of faith which delivers victory before it happens. The expression of joy, when exhibited by believer, gives credence that you have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Joy is the outward expression of the inward presence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Our inheritance in this kingdom, to remind you again, is righteousness, peace, and joy. Romans 14, 17. Righteousness, that's the starting point. Your personal relationship with God. And when you make that decision, it fills your heart with his peace. And then, from that day forward, until the day of the Lord Jesus, you exhibit joy. But the Bible talks about joy that is unspeakable when you go through trials. It's not a pleasant thing, but hey, for you and I who are believers in Christ, we must understand that. We have this tool that when the trials of life comes, our attitude, our posture, Our response is withdraw with joy from the well of salvation. Praise God. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, he said, In that day, that's the day that you and I choose joy. So, joy is a revelation. Joy is coded. Judgment over yokes. That's what J means judgment, O means over, and then Y means yokes. So when you have trouble, apply joy. Apply joy. Some of the many blessings of our salvation is joy. It is great. It is glorious. It has no bounds. Christians are the only ones whom God has given the privilege to greatly rejoice. That's what the Bible used. It said, greatly rejoice. Not just rejoice, greatly rejoice. Because joy, as a force of faith, we swallow up the pains of the trials. Christians are able to greatly rejoice, or in other words, leap for joy, because we have access to unspeakable joy that is full of glory. Where we read this morning simply emphasize the grounds for this unspeakable joy. Why are we so sure that we have unspeakable joy? And it's just in three realms: the past, the present, and the future. And I want to quickly point our attention to that. Number one reason, let's look at what God has done for us in the past. Number one reason why we have access to unspeakable joy is because we are set apart. We are set apart by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. That's what verse 2 of our text says. It says we are elect according to the foreknowledge of God and the Father in sanctification of the Spirit. So it means that there is no trial that you and I are faced at the moment, or maybe in the future, that God is not aware of. Because the Bible says here that we are set apart. There will be trial, but we are set apart. In another place, it said we are set apart so that the fire will not touch us. In Isaiah, he prophesied, he said, we walk through fire, it will not kindle nor us. We swim through water, it will not drown us. David wrote in another place, he said, surely we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because we are set apart. Secondly, we are sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. We are sprinkled. That's what he says. He said, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. The blood is our protection. In the Old Testament, when God was, he set his people apart, but when he was going to bring the deliverance, he said, put the mark of the blood upon your household. He said, because when the angel of destruction runs through, he said, because you are set apart, when I see the blood, I will pass over. So your relationship with Jesus sets you apart, and then the blood of Jesus is like a seal upon your life. So no trial can take you out. Can you read with me this morning? No matter how hot the fire is, it will not kindle me. No matter how high the water is, I will swim through it. No matter what the devil chooses or not chooses to throw at me, will get to me. Is that not what the word says? It said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That was the scripture that I was I was looking at in the course of this week, I think it's Isaiah 54, verse 19. Can you help me? Is it 54 or 59 now? When he says, when the enemy comes, Bible scholar, help me out. Is this Isaiah 54, 19 or 59 what? 59 what? 14? Please check it. Check it for me, those on the console. I want you to please display it for me in the Old Faithful KJV. I want to show you something there. 50 what? 59, 19. Please help us. 59, 19. He said, when the enemy shall come. So it's a matter of time. But when he comes, he said, like a flood. Bible scholar agreed that.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,